Psalm 150, the last psalm in the Psalter, a hymn acclaiming God in the temple, which is fitting since the psalms are the songbook of the temple. On one level, the psalmist is thinking of the temple as a place where God has chosen as his abode. On another level, it's the place from which rises the orchestra of praise. The heavenly temple, verse 1. The earthly temple, verse 6. It's a hymn acclaiming God's surpassing greatness, verse 2. And summoning all people to join in praising God with full orchestra. And so we read it without comment because it's so simple. Every one of the books of the psalm, five books of the psalm, finished up with a little statement like, blessed be God, you might remember that at the end of the different books. This is the end of the whole book. So it's the most expressive conclusion, and it's about praise. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament, heaven. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with the loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we complete a year and a half of lectures with the last of the psalms, Psalm 150. And how do we praise Yahweh? The Irenaeus tells us the best praise of Yahweh is to live a beautiful life. Just like the praise mum and dad enjoy most is when people say, what a lovely child you've got. Because the child is, if given, so if people see you and me and see you as a beautiful person, that's the best praise we can ever give God. If you're a person who knows the catechism off by heart and you're narrow-minded, bitter and authoritarian, you're not giving any praise to God. If you're the greatest liturgist in the world, but as they say, what's the difference between a liturgist and a terrorist? And the answer is, you can negotiate with terrorists. I mean, it's a common enough say. So, you know, you could be all these things, but all I've got to do, you've got to, all we're asked to do is be ourselves. Can't be anybody else. And you don't want to be anybody else, please. Be yourself lovingly. And that gives the immense praise to God. What are Irenaeus' exact words? The glory of God is a person fully alive. And then he continues, full life is to see God, be in communion with God.